We're talking today with John Collison, of course, Vice President for Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. John, busy time at the legislature. You're really starting to see bills go back and forth between the House and the Senate. So this is where we really start learning what's going to kind of survive to that final cut of being sent to the governor. Where do we stand on some of these measures that you all are following?
Yep. Yeah, and happy Easter to you, Ron. It's been a really interesting and heavy year at the Capitol. Right to Farm still out there. Right to Farm is our initiative that we've been pushing all session. Really feel good about our chances in it. It's going over to the Senate. It's already in the Senate. It'll be heard in Senate rules this week. Senator Justice, I was down in Chickasha with him last night. He really wants this bill to pass. And I talked to leadership. They're all in for it. So we look really good. For you know everybody out there listening, I encourage you to call your members and call other ag groups and tell them and make sure that they're supporting this bill. Because really, as we move forward in the future, you already see California here today. They're on television. HSUS has hired former legislators, has hired so-called ranchers in the state of Oklahoma to try to tell you this is a bad bill. It's not. Are we going to let California dictate what we're going to do in Oklahoma? That's why this bill exists. This is the exact reason this bill exists, is to protect us from the future, from other states telling us what we're going to eat, what we're going to grow, and how we're going to do it. So I feel really good about that bill. A couple other measures for rural Oklahoma. There's some tax incentive bills that are out there. There's some wind bills that are out there. We still continue to talk about water, even though there's no bills for water this year. We hope to invest in Oklahoma's future with water and go down the road in the future days. So.
On Right to Farm,
yep.
This is the second year we've tried to make this run, or actually third. But you know, the difference between the language of last year that made it through the House and the Senate, there were some differences in the language between the two bodies.
Right.
What's the difference as far as language this year versus 2014?
Yeah, the difference is that we've learned from other states. We've watched what North Dakota has done. We've watched what Missouri's done. We've made this a protection for people in the state of Oklahoma. There has to be a state interest to ban a crop or to ban an animal. If it's for the betterment, you can still pass laws in the future banning something in agriculture, banning castor beans or whatever. That's fine. But if it's in the best interest of the state of Oklahoma not to do that, then it's a double standard. They have to go out twice and prove that it doesn't pass constitutional muster. Again, you're not going to grow marijuana. You're not going to grow castor beans under this bill. But what we are going to do is we're going to protect animal livestock. We're going to protect GMOs into the future. Because you know what? Everybody that had breakfast today ate a whole bunch of GMOs and really liked them. But the scary factor out there is we got other people trying to tell us what a GMO is. And, you know, Hawaii went through that last year. California's gone through this. Oregon, Washington. We don't want that mentality coming east and telling us what we're going to eat, how we're going to do it, and what we're going to grow in Oklahoma in the future.
And you know, as we, you know, look at the Senate vote, you know, the Rules Committee, of course, is the first stop. What are you hearing pretty good things from the overall Senate?
Yeah, I am. And Senator Justice leads that committee. So what a better – we couldn't have a better friend, right, for agriculture than Senator Justice. Again, saw him last night. Senator Smalley is actually the author from over in Lincoln County, and he's been a champion for us this year. I've talked to many – Senator Fields, all these guys that have helped work on this bill. This bill has many fathers and many parents on it because it's been out here for 3 years now. Last year got caught up in politics. This is the time. Now is the time. This ballot doesn't even go to the – this question doesn't even go to the ballot till 2016, November of 2016. So we'll hopefully, once we get it passed, we'll spend a year talking to our members, fundraising, and again, taking on this outside interest group who's already here today. Easter of 2015, you're seeing Californians run at HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, masquerading as farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma. You see them running ads today. If they're going to do it a year and a half out, you know, they're going to tell you in the future what they're going to do. That's why this bill exists. We know what's best for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. We live here. We farm here. We ranch here. We know what's best, not somebody from California telling us how to raise our animals.
Let's talk a little bit about the other big elephant in the room at the state capitol this year, and that's the budget.
Yep.
How's this going to play out? In other words, what basically is Farm Bureau? Are you kind of trying to play defense, or what's the strategy on dealing with the things that will relate to the budget?
Yeah, interestingly enough, this budget's going to get worse again next year. So what I keep telling people is let's invest in Oklahoma. Let's take this water that we're letting out of our state today in the Kiamichi River Basin over in the Muskogee area. That 20 million excess acre feet has a real value to it today. Let's develop this excess water for all of Oklahoma. Let's develop it. Let's move it. Let's bring it west. The excess water that we're wasting today, if we put that water back into agriculture, it's a $6 billion increase in our state revenue. $6 billion. That's huge. That's $600 million in taxes or more. Agriculture has lost a lot of revenue over the last few years. It's time for our legislators today, when they see a budget shortfall, how do I make that up? Let's go invest in Oklahoma. Let's invest in our natural resources. We've done it in wind. We've done it in oil and gas. Let's invest in water today. Let's get that water out places that it's usable and needed. Instead of today, as we got six gates open on some of our lakes and reservoirs, flowing water into the Red River, that's a $25 million economic value we're just wasting down there today, or in eastern Oklahoma as we send to Arkansas. You know, interestingly enough, Ron, Little Rock, Arkansas is one of the cheapest municipalities in the country for water. You know why? Because Oklahoma sends them 20 million excess acre feet of water. Let's take that excess water. Let's develop it here in Oklahoma. Let's get it out where it's needed. Let's put it on agricultural crops. That's investing in for our future. That's investing in the bottom line at the Capitol. And that's what I'm saying. We can sit here all day and talk about cuts. Let's invest for the future and make sure that that doesn't happen again.
When you say we lose it, it is going just downstream across our state lines, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. After it leaves out of the Kiamichi River and Hugo Dam, 3 miles later, it's in the Red River and it's gone forever. If that was ag water, that's a $25 million investment. To that region, to that area. Let's get that water, that excess water that hit the Red River, it's gone. The water that goes out of the Arkansas River down. You know, we owe Arkansas about 5 million acre feet a year, but we're giving them 20. If you want to do that business deal with me, I'll do it every day of the week because that's a pretty good deal for them. Let's develop this excess water. We know it. We know it rains on the eastern half of the state. We know it doesn't rain on the western half of the state as much. If we can develop that water, which we have in the state of Oklahoma over the years, you know, the drought of the 50s, we went after it and we created some lakes and ponds and rivers in the state, or not rivers, but lakes and ponds in Oklahoma in the 60s. We've never really let a drought go by without developing something to solve it in the future. We are on this one, and it's time to get back to work. It's time to get legislators to the Capitol next year and years to come, get this water developed. If we can do it with wind and oil and gas, we can do it. And again, it's billions and billions of dollars worth of economic revenue for the state of Oklahoma.
Of course, we are talking about big money to be able to try to effectively move it west, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, developing, when you created the Kirby McCullen Navigational Channel, how much money did that cost to dig out the Verdigris River to make it navigable to New Orleans? But what's the benefit of the Kirby McCullen Navigational Channel to Oklahoma and Oklahoma agriculture? It's off the charts, right? If we could do this again for all of western Oklahoma, again, Oklahoma City already gets water here. How do we get it west from Oklahoma City? How do we get it to the places like Clinton and Chickasha and Lawton and Altus and Woodward and Enid? That's all we're talking about. Develop this excess resource that we have. Develop the resource we have. And I'll tell you what, it'll pay billions into the future.